Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. So as we said, OMF is down in Fort Myers. They're at JetBlue Park. They'll be there this afternoon. In fact, manager Alex Cora will make his first visit of the week, of the season, I should say, with the guys down there today. Yesterday, they had the president of baseball operations, Dave Dombrowski, on. And there were a couple of things of interest as we were listening to it, and some of the things that a lot of people back here are still talking about. And they have to do, as you might imagine, with free agents or guys you hope don't become free agents. You could probably guess who we're talking about here.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's start with the fact that, and Keith and I are in agreement on this one. We don't agree on everything, but this one we do agree on. Not having a closer is not a good thing.
I kind of hate the strategy.
Yeah.
It's a bold strategy, but I hate it.
And one of the prospective prospects for you to be your closer has an infected pinky toe.
Yeah, that's not a good sign. So, you can't even make it through spring training because his toe got infected. His pinky toe got infected. That's rough.
So, Craig Kimbrell.
Yes. No, I'm being told that.
Okay.
That could be anything. I would just keep going.
So Dave Dombrowski was on yesterday, and obviously the whole subject about Craig Kimbrell had to come up.
For Kimbrell, is that like when you realize that you're not going to bring him back, is that a conversation you have with him, saying, hey, thanks for your service, we appreciate it, but you're just, I mean, I don't know what you would say. You don't fit in our plans. We don't have the money. We're going to go a different route. Here's a guy that did a lot for this team. And, you know, and then I listened to Chris Sale talking about, I can't understand why a guy like Kimbrell's not signed right now, or how many clubs that he can help. Is that something that you guys, is that a conversation you guys have together?
Well, it's a difficult topic because he's still a free agent player, and we really can't talk about free agent players out there per Major League Baseball rules. They kind of prohibit us from doing that. But we do have communication with our, at least the agent of the player at a particular time. And any of the players that has signed somewhere else that over the winter time that were with us, I text them, Alex texts them, we reach out to them and thank them for what they've done. So there's a communication process with all the guys that have been with the organization and still have a potential to do so.
So I read that as they're talking to they would talk to the agent even if the player was going to move on, but the fact that there's communication with the agent gives me more hope
that it's not a dead deal.
Yeah, because when you
that's how I read it too.
Henry and Werner the other day, basically, it sounded like they were shutting that thing down. Like, nope, like no plans for that. And you knew, I mean, it is tricky, as Dombrowski said, talking about a guy who is a free agent and what you can say about him. But I read that as there's a chance. If the number goes down low enough on Kimbrell's side, he could be back.
I think it's extremely unlikely.
This was much better. Hearing Dombrowski was better than that.
And by the way, I don't even blame Tom Werner if what he's doing is, in effect, sending a message out to the agent and the player.
Yeah, you kind of have to.
Hey, fellas, I mean, let's get real. We'd like to have you back, but not with the kind of silly numbers you're talking about. And by the way, nobody else in baseball wants you at those numbers either.
Right, and that's why I think anything that those guys say, just like Don Sweeney today saying, oh, we may not make any more moves. Well, you're kind of in a weird spot, right? You can't just be 100% truthful and then have other teams, or in this case, players that are free agents, use your words against you. So if anything, you're going to go that way. But I was happy to hear Dombrowski say that yesterday, because that leaves the door open a little bit wider than I would have thought.
And didn't you kind of feel like it was probably open a little bit anyway?
Because the fact that he's still available?
Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah. And they don't have a closer.
Yeah.
And, you know, this whole idea about, well, maybe Matt Barnes will be the closer. Maybe
now, I wonder if there's
Ryan Brazier will be the closer.
That doesn't sound right.
And think Tyler Thornburg's throwing the ball really well right now.
Oh,
is he
popping?
Ball's coming out of his hand really well.
Well, and Joe Kelly was up and down, and then he ended really well in the playoffs. You're also missing him. So you move on from Kimbrell and Kelly, which was 120 innings or whatever it was combined, and you've replaced them with who exactly? So, like, they kind of need another arm back there, regardless of who it is. If it happens to be a guy that has closing experience, that's certainly a whole lot better. So, I think it's there. I don't know what Kimbrell's agent is hearing to this point about like what, how many years other teams are even offering him or how much money he's being offered. But, I mean, they have a spring training game. Well, they play Northeastern tomorrow. Then they have a real game on Saturday.
It's the Yankees.
Big rivalry game on Saturday. But you have Craig Kimbrell still unsigned. And it just, do you think the luxury tax scares them away so much that if they were to bring Kimbrell back, they would try to move on from somebody else, like shed a salary somewhere? Or can they just take him on? Like, they've said they're willing, and they have been very willing to spend money, but do you want to dip back into the tax again, or do they feel like they can win without the guy?
So the other question, and I'm really glad they got into this with Dombrowski, because a lot of Red Sox fans are wondering. I've said, as soon as the deal gets announced for Bryce Harper, whatever it is, and it's probably going to be $350 million for 10 years, then I would go immediately to Mookie Betts and say, hey, we'll go $375 for 10 years. Right here, right now, we're willing to put the name on the dotted line. And then Mookie came out with the whole...
He's not hearing it. No chance. He doesn't care. He doesn't even want to talk to you.
He said stuff that made you feel like, you know...
He's got to raise the bar for the next generation.
He's got an obligation to the next generation.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody's wondering. I was wondering, well, does that mean that you don't even talk to him? Are you done now? Is that it? Well, they asked Dombrowski about the Mookie Betts situation.
How tricky is it for you? Because we talked about Mookie and the guys you've coming up, but Mookie's a year away. You got guys you got to deal with this year. I think that makes it really difficult on you, because if maybe do you have to factor all that in? Geez, if you 2 years from now we lose Mookie, I wish I would have known that, because I would have brought Xander back or whatever, JD. I would have made sure Sale's here, Porcello's here. When the guy, the superstar, the best player in the game, is 2 years away, and you still have other players, does that have to factor in who you go with long term?
Well, I think, you know, without giving too much, because we spent a lot of, I've been talking about this topic for 3 years really internally, so. All of it comes into play. We have plans. We follow plans. We kind of do them behind the scenes, because I always find that contract negotiations are not good publicly. There's nothing to be gained by them. Players don't like it. Agents don't like it. Fans don't like it. Clubs don't like it, because it ends up being confrontational if you don't end up signing a guy. So those are things we've been talking about for years, and we put them into play. And sometimes they can be tricky and not easy, but there are things that we deal with.
Something we've been talking about internally for 3 years.
Which my
does that
first
mean
thought,
free agency in general or Mookie
or Betts
in particular?
That's my thought, is Mookie, and then it makes you say, "Wow, they really screwed up a couple of years ago when they went to arbitration with them and fought over $3 million." And could that
and
part of the reason
year,
why he leaves?
And this year, it was apparent they were not going to make that same mistake again.
Right,
we're going to overpay in arbitration. We're not even here. Here you go, Mookie. Right. We're going to throw it at you now.
And to their credit, I mean, that was coming off of an MVP season. But still, you had seen him be the runner-up for the MVP and then finish sixth. And that was also the first year without David Ortiz. And then he says, hey, I think I'm worth $10.5 million. And they say, no, you're worth $7.5 million. I don't know. If you're like me and you hold a grudge, that may be on the back of your mind when it comes time to negotiating again. You may remember that. When they went to the table and said, hey, he's no Chris Bryant. Probably file that away.
Is there a number, and I don't mean a stupid, goofy number, is there a realistic, very expensive number in which Mookie Betts and his agent are going to be so blown away they say, listen, we plan to go to free agency, but this is stupid to pass this up now?
I would have thought yes, but based off his comments the other day, no. I think he's
like,
still...
would $400 million over 10 years, would they say, all right, look, we're going to do this now?
I would think 400 would get it done, because that's insane. It's 100 more million than the highest deal ever. But the whole thing that he said about the next generation, and then
it's not just about me, it's like the guys behind me. You know, you want to do things for them, and as players, we're all kind of one. You know, we play the game and kind of pass the baton to the next guy and think about their families.
So if he's thinking about all these other families and passing batons, I would think he would still wait. He might even say, he and his agent, well, they're offering 400 now. Wait till they have to bid against somebody else. And even if they don't get that money, that might be the mindset.
Now, obviously, the risk you run here is that something happens to you in the next year or two. God forbid.
Yeah, you rip a hamstring
and
to pieces.
You know, you have lit a match to
whatever,
to $400 million, which, I hate to say it, could actually happen.
It could. But, I mean, I guess you gotta bet on yourself. Now, I think if you were a pitcher, you'd be crazy not to do it because those guys drop like flies.
Blow up
you're a pitch away from Tommy John all the time, it feels like. If you're an everyday player who's pretty durable and you want to bet on yourself, you keep going. But I think if you just blew him out of the water with 400, I think it'd be kind of crazy to turn that down. I really do. Because do you think it's going to be there another couple of years? Are they even going to be giving out 10-year contracts in a couple of years? Like, I think there would be a lot to consider with something like that.
Now, they've got the issue. They've got three big issues. Four, I guess, if you want to add J.D. Martinez. Because he's got opt-outs in there.
Right.
I mean, Xander Bogaerts is something I think they want to get done.
Yes.
And I think he's willing to get it done. He's already said he's willing. Chris Sale, I know you don't want to, but they've already said they've had talks privately with him. So it sounds like they want to get that done. And I get the feeling that if they could talk Betts into accepting it, and I think they'd have to blow him away.
They would absolutely have to blow him away.
I mean, maybe $375 million blows him away, by the way.
It should. I think you don't really do anything until Bryce Harper signs. Because Bryce Harper, I think, is going to get more money than Manny Machado. But how much more? Is it just $310? And then you're like, okay, $31 million a year, we can top that. And then even when you come at him with $35, that's a big jump up from those two guys. But if Harper goes for some silly number, then you have to make sure you're on the other end of that. Bogaerts, he has Scott Boras, so my thought is...
But some Boras clients do sign.
Rare. Right.
Right. And it happened with Veritek here.
Yeah.
Who was a Scott Boras guy, and he said, no, I want to get it done.
Veritek also, Boras and Veritek screwed up bad that one year.
Yeah.
Remember when he opted out of like $10 million and then signed for like $5 or whatever it was? Like, whoops. Kind of misread the market there. So there is a risk that you run, of course, all the time when there's money on the table and you say, no, let me play out the season and get into a bidding war. But what's frustrating, too, is that the offseason sucks for baseball. But if you're a player, if you're a all-star player and you see Manny Machado wait 4 months and then still get $300 million, it just feels like if you have the stomach for it, that's what Bogaerts is going to be doing next year. Not that he gets $300 million, but does he get $200, $250 million? And just have to wait from, hopefully you're still playing in late October, and then you don't sign until late February. That seems like a real pain in the ass.
To the texter who asks, why are player contracts made public? I work in the public sector, and mine isn't. They want them. They want the numbers out there.
Yeah.
They don't want them private. They want to be able to say, Mookie Betts wants to be able to say to the Red Sox, hey, did you just see what he signed for?
Right.
I'm a better player than him.
And it gives us so much more to talk about, so thank you.
I mean, in addition to...
Imagine if we didn't know what these guys made,
for us,
it'd be insane.
But the players always wanted the numbers out there.
Oh, yeah, and Mookie Betts was sort of alluding to that, too. And they're just trying to up them. I mean, it is so important. I remember when A-Rod signed his deal for, what was it, 272 or
275,
whatever it was.
275, I know, was the last one.
The first monster deal he did, I remember it was exactly twice the contract that Kevin Garnett had signed, which at that point was the largest. Like, so that was important to them in a different sport to say we're setting the bar to this number and even just dwarf the NBA's biggest contract. So all of those things, they definitely matter to those guys.
617-779-7937. Anthony's on the cell phone. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
What's going on?
I just wanted to ask you guys a question about the whole negotiating thing. And what I don't understand is, all right, you go to Mookie Betts and you tell him, listen, Manny Machado just signed for 10 years, $30 million a pop, right?
Yep.
So if you go to him and you say, listen, we're going to give you $40 million, five years, $40 million a year, so you'll get $200 million in 5 years, which means by the time Manny Machado gets to his seventh year, you'll still be making more money than him. And you'll be able to re-up in your prime and get another contract, who knows, we could still get another 6, 7, 8 year contract and make more in the long run as opposed to taking a 10-year deal and everybody kind of, you get the best out of the player and he gets the best out of the contract, kind of,
but you know what the problem with that, Anthony, here's the problem: he gets both.
Yeah,
he'll get the 10-year deal and he'll get, and Machado gets the opt-out after 5 years, which means if he sucks he gets $300 million.
Yeah,
if he's good he's going to get more than that. See, that's what Mookie will get, too.
Right.
He'll get a 10-year deal
and he'll say, put the guarantees on the back five, and then that way, I'll still get the money.
But don't you think Mookie strikes you as the kind of guy that's going to bet on himself anyway and say, well, you know what? I'm going to be just as good, if not better, in 5 years, so I might be able to get another 200 or 300 down.
Yeah, but the opt-out allows you to still bet on yourself with the security on the other end.
You get them both.
Yeah, you get them both.
That's true.
I think somebody would give him that too, Anthony. Like sometimes,
somebody'll give him a 10-year
deal. Like we were wondering, you know, JD Martinez is 26 years old. Yeah, JD Martinez's deal is ridiculous with the 3 opt out. It's a 5-year deal, but there's an opt out after year 2, 3, and 4. But that's how he was able to get that done. That's how the two sides finally agreed to it. Because that was another one. That signing. Remember Henry and Warner last year were on the picnic tables talking about all the changes to the team, and they hadn't even gotten JD Martinez yet. That one dragged on into spring training. Then they got him, and it was like, oh, boy, he has a lot of control. If he has 2 good years, he could be gone.
617-779-7937. It sounds as though Dave Dombrowski has not closed the door on Craig Kimbrell, which I'm happy about. And it sounds as though they've been talking about this Mookie Betts thing for a while, which I'm also happy about. Now, maybe Betts isn't interested, but maybe conversations are still ongoing. 617-779-7937, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Take Dale and Keefe with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
You know, you look at the way that they play, you know, they're, and it's crazy to say this, Ryan, but they're fine without Kyrie. You know what I'm saying? I think Brad is like a system coach and a very good one. And his system is kind of like ball movement, people movement. And they play that way almost better, you know, for that system when Kyrie is not really there.
So that was Chauncey Billups on with Ryan Russillo. And paraphrasing here, sticking my own spin on what he just said.
Yes.
Yeah, they'd be fine if they didn't have him.
I disagree with that. That might be why Chauncey's not in the front office somewhere.
Maybe.
That was the rumor, wasn't that he was going to be the guy in Cleveland or whatever. But, yeah, that one, see, I have problems with Kyrie. We've talked to a lot of people today who are fed up with Kyrie. But I think that line becomes, when you're so annoyed by what he says, to then try to convince yourself that they're better without him.
Fine without Kyrie.
They would not be fine. Or actually, you know what? Maybe that's the definition of what they would be without him.
Fine.
They'd be fine.
They'd be fine.
They would not be a title contender anymore.
I'm not even sure they're a title contender with him.
Yeah.
Without him, they definitely are not.
With him, they should have a chance. If they can put together I think the Eastern Conference is wide open for the first time in 8 years, where it was LeBron versus the field. Now it's, all right, are you going to put all your money in Milwaukee? Are you going to put all your money into Toronto or Philly? The Celtics are right there. It's a 4-team race in the Eastern Conference, and if they can figure it out, I just wonder, with all this nonsense going on, do the guys just finally put it together? Like, we don't have any real reason to think that they can, because they haven't to this point. And so you have Kyrie for the rest of the season. Hopefully he remains healthy, and you can actually get a playoff run out of him for the first time in 2 years. But how he plays with the young guys and everything else, that still remains to be seen. Even despite they're 12-3 in their last 15 games going into the All-Star break, you still don't really know what team to expect when they go out there.
Yeah, I may not like everything that Kyrie says either. I'm not quite as negative about him as some people sitting in this room.
Listen, I'm not alone.
I didn't say you were. We've talked to a lot of people who think like you do.
He's gone.
And I do think he's probably not going to be around. But I also am smart enough to know that you're not good enough without
him. No, that's like you're just blinded by how much you hate the player, or you hate the comments that he says, and you try to talk yourself into, well, you know, Terry Rozier had a pretty good run last year. And, you know, those guys, you know, we had the one caller earlier today saying, well, that lineup from last year, maybe just go back to that. So you're not going to sit Kyrie. You're not going to sit Gordon Hayward. Stephen A. Smith, of course, weighed in on this. And this is really about what's become sort of the new rivalry for Kyrie. It was Kyrie versus young guys. Now Kyrie versus the media seems to be the new hot rivalry out there. And here's Stephen A. talking about that.
The media is always a scapegoat, and they don't take nearly as much responsibility as they should for how they're portrayed by the media. Case in point, if you asked Kyrie Irving about what was really going on in the Boston Celtics locker room, is he going to tell you? Chances are he's not. He's going to be protective of his teammates. He's going to be protective of the culture. He's going to be protective of that unwritten rule about not diming out or not airing in-house business to the public because they genuinely believe it's none of our business. Fair enough. Okay? Well, other people might elect to talk. What's the media supposed to do? Ignore that?
Yeah, these are stories. These are all big stories. And he's kind of...
I think the music made it, by the way.
The music helps.
And there at the end, yeah, a little...
Also, it's distracting.
I got to stop popping music up in the middle of you guys.
Up-tempo dance
right.
tune.
Why not? It could help us. But don't you think Kyrie creates a lot of these issues that are going on? It's what he chooses to say. He never puts out these fires. He ends up just adding to them, like, every step of the way. So he has nobody to blame but himself. And then he's just getting more and more frustrated. But instead of rather looking in the mirror, he's pointing to these media members who he thinks are just trying to get him.
What happens after the game tonight? A little too lean, mean, and bluesy, but...
Not bad.
But I appreciate the effort.
A little Wu-Tang Clan?
It has to be bouncy. It has to have the right flow. You can't just jarring. Just keep going, don't worry.
After the game tonight...
Yes.
Celts win, lose, whatever it is. Right. And media's in the locker room talking to Kyrie Irving. What's he going to be like tonight?
If they win... I think he's actually going to be kind of happy. He's not going to get anything. He might kind of downplay some answers, and it'll be kind of short. If they lose, I think there's a chance he could kind of start out by doing short answers and just trying to, I'm just doing what I'm here to do. But then I think his personality will kind of take over, and he's not going to like how a question is phrased or something, and then he's just going to snap. He might even pull a Kevin Durant. Why can't we just talk about, I just want to talk about basketball.
Well, a portion of that shark teeth Milwaukee media say something to push him over the edge.
They're going to sit back and enjoy it. They're going to get their popcorn ready, and they're just going to watch as Kyrie could just implode. I do think a big part of it is a win or a loss. If they beat Milwaukee in Milwaukee,
that'd be huge.
Biggest win
it'd
of the
be a
year.
Great win.
It'd be a huge win, great win of the year, and then maybe you could even start to suggest that they've put their problems behind them. Like that's a big one regular season game could be for them. But if they lose, you say, all right, here we go. Like they just won their last two games without Kyrie Irving, and now they play with him, and you know that might determine right there how well the post game thing goes. But all of a sudden, that's must watch, like because this game's a TNT game tonight, right? So I'm sure the post game they're going to have the inside the NBA guys. They're going to be talking about all this stuff with Irving and Durant, and then they'll probably go live to the locker room. And you know what's good about this too is they will be a couple of the TNT sideline people there, and they'll probably talk to him as well. And then they may just kind of push that a little bit more, and we'll see how Kyrie handles it.
Yeah. This one would be better.
This one helps. Here come the Patriots. Yo, New England Patriots, 6-time Super Bowl champions.
We're going to do a musical segment once a day.
It's actually impossible to not hear this song
and not
see Tom Brady sprinting up the sideline.
Edelman sprints. Brady kind
of
jogs.
Plods.
He kind of jogs. Somebody else is carrying his helmet.
And then he's screaming.
Then he screams, let's go. Yeah, this is an anthem for a generation here.
And doesn't it feel weird when other sports teams try to usurp this?
It's not yours. It's not yours. Take it back. This is the Patriots own this now.
It's an opportunity for other teams to try to.
No.
No.
Rossi, come on.
No.
This is embarrassing.
There is a limit, Jason, to how much we're willing to. First of all, the fact that we know what he's singing about is creepy enough.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Come
on. What's
the
matter with you? What's the matter? You shouldn't even have that back there. For the number of buttons that he has, and then that's one of them?
Let's be honest. There are several of the buttons that he has that we'd like to see if we could maybe remove.
A couple of misfires today, if we're keeping track. You know, if we're being open and honest today.
Okay to self-critique. It's okay to self-critique.
Not self-critique. I'm critiquing you.
Maybe in the office would be better.
A couple of misfires,
you know,
if we're being honest. How do you think the Kyrie thing is going to play out tonight?
They're going to lose.
Okay. Jeez.
I mean, let's be realistic.
Yeah, Milwaukee's really good.
Chances are pretty good. They're 5.5-point underdogs.
Yeah.
They're going to lose the game tonight, and he's going to be very curt.
I could see that. And then maybe it'll slowly build again.
Abbreviated,
I could see that
answers,
also.
Yeah. You know, clipped. Mm-hmm. He's not going to offer up anything. I hope if they do lose tonight, I hope it isn't because of some mistake that Terry Rozier makes or something.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Or if Kyrie doesn't get the last shot or if he throws his hands in the air.
They're down by two and
Jaylen Brown takes a three.
I was going to say, do any of the players on the team shove each other tonight? Do we see that at all? Is that a prop?
No, no.
So they're at Chicago.
I think they're
Saturday.
Done with the physical contact on the bench.
Might,
part.
Might be for a little bit.
Yeah,
they're at Chicago on Saturday. Chicago's no good, but then they're at Toronto on Tuesday.
Ooh.
So two of the next three here are real tough. Nice measuring stick games after the All-Star break.
Here's a question for tomorrow: are we talking about what Kyrie says or how Kyrie plays?
Plays.
Because
I don't think he's going to say a whole lot.
I think both. I think both. And that's why he frustrates you, because he's such a great player.
I'm not a violent person. Gun to your head.
Ow.
Gun to my one. Head?
Wow.
We are talking about...
I already answered you without a gun to my head.
You answered, Dale. Keith went soft on me.
All right, what
both.
He says. What he says. What he says. And take the gun away. Come on.
It's back in my pocket.
I preach nonviolence.
You want some more NBA news?
Of course I do.
From Woj?
Is it just about basketball? Because like Kyrie, I only want it to be about basketball, like on the court stuff. If it's anything about players, I don't want to hear
it. This is on the court stuff.
Okay, good.
This is a Woj bomb. It's not really that
a Woj
big a bomb. Pelican star Anthony Davis will play on Friday in Indiana, Coach Alvin Gentry told reporters.
What happened to his shoulder injury? He couldn't fake it long enough?
He's okay.
He faked one injury. This is a disaster.
Is the key to this the fact that they're playing in Indiana?
Why?
Because I think it's harder for him to play at home.
Oh, good point.
I think that if they were playing at home against Indiana on Friday, there'd be some, I don't know, that shoulder doesn't look
but
like
it's quite
right.
But he probably really shouldn't play, right? Like, we were talking about Zion Williamson earlier. He should probably shut it down. And then just to protect your trade asset, the Pelicans don't want to play him. Because what if, I know he faked an injury, what if he really does get hurt? And it's one of these injuries that puts him out till halfway through next season. I don't know. It doesn't really make a lot of sense for him to play. And the team stinks.
Well, we wondered, you know, based on how things ended in his last game in New Orleans before the All-Star break, where he and his agent are leaving the building early, and mm-hmm. Alvin Gentry said it was a dumpster fire, and they fired the general manager
crazy.
The day after.
Right.
We wondered if they'd play him at all.
And now they're going back to it. They don't know what to do.
And I still think it's hard to play him at home.
Oh, yeah. I think it's hard to play him anywhere. At home, you're right. He's getting booed. They don't want him to be there. Because he said he made it worse at the All-Star break. He did.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he said all 29 teams are on my list. I just
this whole
want
thing
win.
Has been a dumpster fire.
But he put Phoenix on his list. He put the Cavs on his list. So he said every other city is better than New Orleans.
Except New Orleans.
Wouldn't you respect him more if he had five teams on his list? Like, if you're a Pelicans fan, you're like, he wants to play on any team in the league but ours. No, I don't want... Yeah, you definitely can't play at home. He probably shouldn't play at all.
Play in Indiana, maybe. Play at home, probably not.
No.
What else you got coming up next? And I will say this. I like Bill Belichick. I want him to be my coach. But if he decided to retire tomorrow, Keefe may have found his replacement.
We got our guy.
We may have the guy to replace Bill Belichick as head coach of the Patriots.
That's right.
You'll hear him, coming up in just a couple of minutes. Sports Radio, WE.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
All right, let's get to a couple of things real quick here, including a guy that we're fairly certain will be the next coach of the New England Patriots.
He should
what
be.
What else you got?
Lucy, I need a quick judgment on your part. Chris Hemsworth, yay or nay?
I say yay.
Okay, I had a feeling you might.
Who says nay? Anybody?
Well, I'm curious because he's being cast
yes.
rather strangely, not as another Thor movie. No.
What do you got?
He's being cast in a new Netflix biopic as Hulk Hogan.
Oh, boy. Is this 80s Hulk or now Hulk?
Well, this
what
is...
Hulk does
no,
need
no,
to be?
No,
all
not now. No, they're not doing now stuff.
Are they going to get into
this
some of that?
This is going back to...
who's going to play the lady?
His origin in the 70s floor. No, they're not doing the sex tape stuff.
All
no,
right,
no.
All right.
His rise in the WWF, squaring off against Andre the Giant in the 80s.
Bubba the Love Sponge.
The biopic is being produced by, among others, Bradley Cooper, who's on a bit of a roll right
he
now.
He is on a heater.
And Eric Bischoff. But I don't see Chris Hemsworth as Hulk Hogan. For one thing, he's going to have to shave off a lot of his hair.
Yeah, the top part. keep the long sides from Thor, but you got to shave the top part off altogether. I think he could pull it off.
If you're Hulk Hogan, this is the greatest
thing. Oh, God, yeah. Hulk's going,
He's had a tough couple of years, and this is a huge get.
Barrel-chested guy who's just, Now, that's a good little role play.
What else you got?
All right, Dale, you've been looking for the, when Bill Belichick moves on.
We don't think it's going to be right away.
I don't want Josh McDaniels. I never have.
You've made that clear.
Now I certainly don't. I found a guy.
Found your guy?
I want to thank the Laces Out show from Barstool. They tweeted this out. So you remember the Lingerie League?
Yes.
The Lingerie League has been rebranded the Legends Football League. But here's a highlight reel.
You can't say lingerie anymore?
I guess not. Okay. So it's the Legends Football League, but it's women in lingerie. They do have helmets
it's
and
kind of the same thing.
On.
They just call it something different.
Here's a little bit of a highlight reel. One woman struggled in coverage. She's a cornerback. She had a hard time keeping up, and the coach was mic'd up, thankfully, Dale, and he's trying to fire up his team.
God damn it! Megan! We covered this over and over! Listen, we have covered that million times. Your job is the weak side tight end, not the cornerback! Well, watch her! That's your only responsibility! Take it off! Get out there! God damn it!
Oh, no!
Get her out! I don't want her in there! Son of a bitch! She's keeping them in this game! No more! She's done! You're only listening to me, Megan! It's 4th and 12! What do you think they're gonna do? Run the goddamn ball! You've got to get deep! Hey! You cost us two!
Megan!
Megan, in the meantime, is saying, I'm just ready to keep my nipples covered.
Like, Dale, please. She's like, I'm sorry. Maybe I should move positions or something. She's struggled in coverage, to say the least. You got to know the game, though, Megan. 4th and 12.
They're
not going to
run
it. They're not going to run it. I don't know why you're playing so up.
It's
a real shame. What are you going to do? Run the goddamn ball?
No.
You've got to get deep.
He was fired up. He was really singling out Megan.
He's
mad.
Is he auditioning for his next NFL job?
I think he's got a chance.
He's screaming at these ladies in the lingerie league like that?
Legends.
I'm sorry.
The Legends League. He was very fired up. I would watch Hard Knocks Legends League.
I bet you would.
Whatever team that was on. That might have been, was that the Atlanta Steam or the Chicago Bliss? Was it the Denver Dream? The Seattle Mist? Was it the Austin Acoustic?
The what?
The Austin Acoustic. Was it the Los Angeles Temptation?
Ooh.
I like that one. The Omaha Heart. Could have been.
Could have been, yeah.
That sounds like poetry.
It could be.
Very well done.
Teams, yeah.
Poor Megan.
I know. Really a shame.
How's Megan going to go to her day job at the cosmetics counter at Macy's?
Not going to be a good look for her.
Going in and bringing in her ears.
Out there.
We got to get out of here. OMF's up next. Live from Fort Myers, Alex Cora will be among the people who will be joining him. We got to say goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye.
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 Thank you.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.